This is the talk of the town. From Morgantown to Clarksburg, if it's happening, we're talking about it. Call the show toll free at 1-800-765-8255. Now, here is your host for the talk of the town, Dave Wilson.
Good morning. Welcome into the program, Talk of the Town. Hope your day's off to a great start. You've done it. You made it to the end of the week. That's a holiday weekend at that. Round of applause for everybody. Yes, Fridays, you know what that means, especially going into a holiday weekend. It's an Anything Goes Friday, the show where we talk about whatever you want to talk about. The only problem is I don't have your phone number, so you have to call me, 800-765-TALK, or maybe, yep, there it is. It is the text line, 304-TALK-304. You can text, you can call. I'm on Twitter, at Dave Wilson, MN is my Twitter handle. We'll get into yesterday's meeting involving not only county leaders, but leaders from Granville, Star City, Westover, Morgantown. Did I get everybody? I think that's everybody. Talking about the panhandling ordinance. We'll get into that, or a potential panhandling ordinance, I should say. We'll get into that coming up a few minutes from now. I would tell you about our 50% Friday deal, but you're too late. It's all sold out. But we'll talk about it anyway. Joining me in studio this morning is the general manager of your West Virginia Black Bears, Leanne Sonato. Leanne, morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I guess I'm great, and I guess you did such a good job on the other stations this morning. Our 50% Friday deal sold out already.
I'm not really sure it's me. I'm hoping it's just the product, okay?
Well, all right. I want to get into talking about the Black Bears here in just a couple minutes. But first, I just have to personally give you some kudos for getting together, county commissioners, everybody got together in the last week and got that ball game up at the University of Morgantown game up at the ballpark on Wednesday. Weather was great. The baseball was great.
Was
the crowd
perfect.
Was great. As soon as I walked in, I could smell the burgers and the hot dogs, and I went, oh, yeah, this is going to be a good day. It was great. I thought it was a great event for everybody involved, so congratulations pulling all that off.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I can't take all of the credit. Obviously, we worked very closely with the county commission and both athletic directors. You know, it's great to have local teams who are performing at a high level, and one of them was going to state. So
yeah.
Why wouldn't we host, especially that third winner-take-all game? It was so exciting. I think we had like 1,300 people there that night. Yeah, it was a great game.
Yeah, I saw people in the stands. I saw familiar faces, but I hadn't seen any baseball games this year. I went, that's what I thought.
Uh-huh.
You know who you are, by the way. So, but I just wanted to say, I think that's great to have that event up there, to have that kind of community participation. It was a great night, and kudos to you guys for making that happen.
Thank you. It really was perfect weather. We couldn't have asked for better weather that night. It was beautiful, so.
All right. Obviously I'm a sucker for baseball. So when do things get cranked up with the Black Bears coming up this spring? I guess spring into summer.
So our season actually starts this next Thursday, June 1st. We'll be at Mahoning Valley, so Niles, Ohio. And then we come back and play our home opener on Tuesday, June 6th against Williamsport. It's a championship rematch. So like I said before, I'm hoping we do well because last time we saw them, we beat them 10-6.
So, I'd said our 50% Friday deal sold out, but for fans, I mean, what kind of ticket offerings are available for fans who want to get tickets in advance? Are there season ticket packages? What's available up at the ballpark?
So, at this point, don't get me wrong, we'll always, if someone wants a season ticket before the season begins, we are happy to try to accommodate any seats. I will say that we have a lot of great promotions coming up. So, Ooh. Our Father's Day game on June 18th, I'm very excited about. We'll have a nice logo ball giveaway. We do have Star Wars Night, of course. It's coming back June 24th. That's going to be a really big one for us. And then my personal favorite, we're doing Mothman at the Mon again. So we'll have, I can't show anyone yet, but we have a really cool Mothman bobblehead, and that's all I'm going to say.
That's awesome. Star Wars Night has to always be a big night.
Star Wars Night is a big night, and it's because there's a weird kind of crossover between minor league and baseball fans, period, and Star Wars. And it's just been such a history of having these Star Wars nights and games in minor league baseball that I think it's just ingrained in us now.
Are the dogs going to be coming back to the ballpark at some point?
Oh, yes. So we're having two Bark in the Park dates. Those are my
It's my favorite night. Yeah,
it's my favorite event. We'll have one on Wednesday, June 28th, and then the big one on Saturday, July 22nd. That's the one with the dog bandana. We'll also be doing treat giveaways both nights, but the dog bandana come Saturday, July 22nd.
Yeah, those are always my favorite nights when the dogs get to come to the park and they just get to hang out. That's I don't know if my dogs are baseball fans, but you know, just hang out and take it all in with you.
I mean, why wouldn't you bring your dog to the ballpark if you have an opportunity? So yeah.
And like I said before, but I like minor league baseball. I like the fact that these guys are playing. They're definitely not getting rich. I mean, I say that, but they're playing because they have a passion for the game. They are chasing a dream. So you can see that passion come out. The promotions, the atmosphere around the ballpark. There's not a bad seat in the ballpark. You're right down on the field. And, you know, if you want to go watch the big leaguers play, you better save up for a little while. You want to come up here, it's so affordable. You can take the family out for a night, and it's a great night out.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is that our tickets are actually extremely affordable. We get people who call and say that they've paid three times what our tickets are actually always go to the website, because it is an affordable family outing, and that's we want to keep it that way. That's the point.
How'd you get involved with minor league baseball, just out of curiosity?
It's a little backstory.
Oh, sure. I'm up for a backstory. Go up, please.
So I actually started, my background's in law. I practiced for a few years, realized that I didn't really want to stay in it, so went through sports because it was what I enjoyed the most when I was in law school, sport law, and ended up with actually an internship at the Black Bears back in 2017, and then just never left.
That sounds like how I ended up in radio. You show up one day, you start working, you just never leave.
Just never leave. They never asked me to go home. So
so one day, might I flip on ESPN and hear about Leanne Sonato cutting a deal that sends three players this direction, in a major league blockbuster trade one day?
That would be lovely. that would be wonderful. As of right now, you know, the best part about being the GM of a team in my hometown is that I have the rare opportunity to be able to interact with my community and try to better my community and be a part of it in a way that I didn't have before as just a resident, someone who grew up here. So I like being part of this area, and I like being able to say that I'm trying at least to make a difference in a positive way.
That's cool. I think that's cool. You get that opportunity in your hometown. You're chasing a dream. I'm wondering, what did you have to like break it to your folks? Be like, you know what? I don't know that I'm going to be a lawyer anymore.
You know what? It's funny. My parents and anyone who knows them, they have an extraordinary amount of patience with me. But they're both really good people, and they've both supported me a lot. I'm not here without them. That's goes without saying, right? So I'm very, very proud that they're my parents, and I hope that they can say they're proud of me at some point.
I was just kind of laughing in my head, like, you know, Dad, I don't know if I'm going to be a lawyer anymore, but I can get you a deal on a bobblehead.
There you go.
But I got this Mothman bobblehead, Dad.
Not just that, like, I can maybe get you a free hot dog every now and then. That's the one that goes over.
That's the one. All right, so where can folks go to get tickets, to learn more about the promotions, check out the Black Bear schedule in general? Where do they go for all the information?
Best spot is WestVirginiaBlackBears.com, or obviously all our social media. We do stay very active. It's just at WV Black Bears.
And the home opener is when?
Tuesday, June 6th.
Am I leaving anything out?
I don't think so.
Okay. And Mothman Night is when?
Mothman Night is August 12th. I'm sorry.
August.
It's more.
I might have to put that one on the calendar. I could use a Mothman bobblehead in the office.
It'll be great.
Go right next to my Bigfoot bobblehead, but nonetheless. Leanne Sonato, general manager of the Black Bears. Again, good luck on the season coming up. Again, congratulations. Great job getting that game this week. I enjoyed it, and it looked like everybody in the ballpark enjoyed it as well. So
I'm really glad. Thank you.
Kudos for making that happen. Hey, thanks for stopping by this morning. Have a nice Memorial Day weekend.
Likewise. Thank you very much.
All right, coming up, we'll get into yesterday's meeting that involved just about everybody in the county. We'll talk about that next.
Join the conversation at 1-800-765-8255. This is the Talk of the Town.
It's an Anything Goes Friday. We'll talk about whatever you want to. 800-765-TALK, 800-765-8255, or you can text the show. That was abrupt. 304-TALK, 304 is the text line. Yesterday, Montague County Commission President Tom Bloom organized and hosted a meeting that included everybody, which that in and of itself is an achievement. The meeting included representatives from Westover, Granville, Star City, Morgantown, and obviously the county. That included administrators, elected officials, and law enforcement to discuss the idea and potential of a county-wide ordinance that would be adopted by the county and all the municipalities that would provide consistent regulations for panhandling across the county. That's the idea. There seems to be, well, a couple of things, and I got some sound bites to play for you here. A couple of things. There appears to be consensus that panhandling is a problem across all those markets, all the municipalities and the county. It's a safety issue. And, yes, there needs, for some reason, Siri thought I was talking to her. And there needs to be something done. That, there seems to be some consensus on there across the board. Now, what do you exactly do? Well, the devil's in the details there. Yesterday, again, they got together, and among the representatives there, law enforcement from across the area, PJ Scott, deputy chief of Morgantown, says that what we need here is an actual solution, not a Band-Aid that we have to keep revisiting.
We're working towards a solution, not just a Band-Aid for Morgantown's problem or Granville's problem or the county's. You want it to be, you know, across the board.
Jessica Colbank is the chief in Star City and gave us an idea of what her officers have seen.
It's a lot of taking the time for drivers. They're distracted by people standing in the roadway, and that alone is a hazard, which can cause a lot of problems. And then there's the aggression behind some of it. They can get angry if you don't give them money.
Colbank says that has also led to safety issues.
We've seen small children out there with their parents. You know, it's not a behavior I would want a child to have to sit with cars zooming by along the road.
Also in attendance, Craig Corcoran, the chief over in Granville, at a moment there. Sorry, Craig. Chief Craig Corcoran of Police Academy. I almost said Police Academy. It's Friday. We're going into a holiday weekend. Chief Craig Corcoran in Granville says this is not about harassing people.
It's about helping people, I think, first and foremost. But some people just don't want help, right? So we have to differentiate between the people who want help and the people who do not want help and deal with them accordingly.
And Mark Ralston with the Montague County Sheriff's Department says that what they talked about would be good with him if it stands up to legal muster.
There is a local ordinance that is court-tested that our officers can work with. Then that is something I think that we could do. And it would be good for everyone.
So what they talked about yesterday, in a nutshell, is an ordinance out of Henrico County, Virginia, that has been able to stand up to some court challenges and is tested. That, I think, is a key that you're going to use this as a basis or as a model for an ordinance here, is to use one that has been tested and has been able to withstand some legal challenges. Because no matter what you do, I strongly suspect you're going to have to defend it in court. I think that is coming. That is what they talked about. I've got a draft, and Tom Bloom presented a draft yesterday. There were a couple different drafts. One was a little more detailed than the other. But the idea being, you would have, and this is the major point here, I think, that you would have consistency across the board. That you would have the same ordinance in the unincorporated areas in the county as you would have in the incorporated areas. Westover, Granville, Star City, Morgantown. Because one of the major problems is one municipality or the county takes an action. Let's say the county decides it's going to crack down on panhandling and it approves an ordinance that bans it at intersections or prohibits it, whatever. That drives the panhandlers to Granville or Star City or Morgantown. And the same thing happens if the Westover City Council decides we're going to crack down, or if Morgantown City Council were to decide that we're going to crack down on this and we're going to make it illegal to stand in the middle of an intersection and panhandle. Well, they'll just cross the bridge and go to Westover, or they'll go to Granville. So I think consistency is a big key to this discussion. And that will get me to a larger, broader point I want to get to after the news break in just a moment. So consistency across the board. That's number one. Number two is I'm sure there is going to be criticism coming that this is somehow going to harass the vulnerable or targets the less fortunate, so on and so on. What I want to see happen is you have different people out here panhandling. There are career panhandlers. You know them. You see them. You probably recognize them. We don't need that. That's not making a living. That's not a job. I guess it is a job for them, but it's not a job. What I would like to see, number one, is I'd like to see all the municipalities and the county get on board with this across the county. You have that consistency, and you discourage the career panhandlers, the organized panhandlers who may be coming in from out of town or who are doing this as a form of career income. You discourage them from even coming in. That would be number one. You eliminate those folks from the equation. Now, maybe you start to get a better idea of the people who truly need help. And rather than enabling them and saying, well, go beg in that intersection, maybe you can reach out to them, offer them help, get them connected with resources at Bartlett House, get them connected with resources if you need to at the Coalition to End Homelessness. Whatever resources they need, because if you're not out panhandling as a career, you're out doing it because that is your only option to get money. Okay, let's get some help. This community is generous. This community has as many programs as any community in the state to help people. Let's get people connected. We hear that so often, right? That's why I hear that often, is we just need to connect people with services. So let's get them connected. But let's get rid of the people. Let's get them out of here. If you're coming to Morgantown or Granville, Star City, Montague County to take advantage of the student population, which sometimes doesn't know any better, you're doing this as a career. This is organized. Well, I've got no time for you. If you truly need help, okay, let's get you connected with the services that are available so you don't have to go out and panhandle. That's what I hope the end result of all this ends up being. Talk 304 is the text line, 800-765-8255. Now, to achieve that, you got to get everybody on board. You've got to get four municipalities, right? Four. Westover, Star City, Granville, and Morgantown on board with that. Because if, and the county. And I, this wasn't a county commission meeting, by the way, that Tom Bloom organized this and convened this meeting. You got to get everybody on board. Because if just one of those entities is not, then you open the door and you just push the problem into a different area. All right. There's one other takeaway from this meeting. A little bit broader than just the panhandling problem. We'll get to that coming up on the other side of the news break. It is Anything Goes Friday. We'll talk about anything you want to heading into Memorial Day weekend at 800-765-TALK or you can text me, 304-TALK-304. It is 9:30. Let's get a news update. Check in with the Metro News Radio Network. Find out what's happening all across the great state of West Virginia.
Now back to the Talk of the Town.
304-TALK-304 is the text line, 800-765-8255, 800-765-TALK. That's the phone number. Text line is opened, 304-TALK-304. We'll get to the text coming up, talking about the panhandling ordinance meeting yesterday. We'll see what happens next. Using that Henrico County model, there appeared to be some, I want to say unanimous consensus, but some consensus that this is doable. Of course, the lawyers are going to get hold of it next, and we'll see where it goes from there. I did make a phone call this morning and got the idea, got the sense that the smaller, not to, I don't mean that in a negative connotation. The smaller municipalities, Westover, Granville, I can't speak for Westover. Granville, Star City seem to be on board with this. Westover, we'll see. I think the big question mark will be, how does Morgantown City Council respond to this ordinance? And for it to work, I know we're, you know, half a dozen steps down the road, but for it to work, everybody's got to be on board. Or you create a situation where, all right, well, if they're going to crack down on me here, we'll go there. We'll go there. Now, broader picture here. Do you realize that meeting yesterday? I cannot actually remember, and it's not to say it hasn't happened, just off the top of my head, when is the last time leaders from all the municipalities here, Morgantown, Westover, Granville, Star City, I'm not forgetting you, Osage, but all the municipalities and the county got in a room and met with each other? When is the last time that happened? It's been a while. That in itself is an achievement, that everybody was able to sit down in a room and discuss a single issue. Well done. Well done. I know a lot of people, I get these texts all the time. Well, Dave, we need a metro-style government. Well, that's never going to happen. But what could happen and needs to happen more often is exactly what happened yesterday. Working on common problems together. A united front, if you will. And I'm not talking about trying to solve the world's social ills or these major national problems. I'm talking about working on common problems like roadways, panhandling can be one. Just common problems that all the municipalities deal with that impact the county, because what happens in the unincorporated areas certainly impacts the incorporated areas. I hope, I know, cockeyed optimist here, I hope this is the first of many more meetings. I hope they will meet on a regular basis, a couple of times a year. And it doesn't always have to be to try to address some major ordinance or issue. How about just a meeting where everybody gets in a room together and kind of has a state of the town, state of the city? Doesn't have to be a long address, but maybe just an update so everybody kind of knows what everybody's up to. Hey, we're working on that. Oh, that's a good idea. hey, this is a problem in our city because of something. I see the fireworks starting there. But, hey, what you're doing with this issue is impacting us here. Well, how can we work together? Collaboration? Sarah would be so proud right now. The former co-host, Sarah Giosi, you remember her? She loved collaboration. Talked about it all the time. She would be so proud right now. I hope it's the first of many more meetings. And again, they don't all have to be about a hot-button topic or an issue. You can have a meeting and come to the meeting with an update on what your town and city and what's going on in the county. Foster relationships moving forward. Again, getting everyone in the room together, that's an achievement number one. If, and I think it is still a big if at this point, somehow this ordinance gets all the way to the finish line in all the municipalities and the county, that'll be a major, major achievement. Something that hasn't happened since I've been in this chair, hasn't happened since I've been here with you. I'm sure some city and county historian could tell me a situation in which it's happened before. I'm not going to say it's never happened, but hasn't happened since I've been talking to you, or it's not happened very often. So everyone deserves a little pat on the back for that. Congratulations to County Commission President Tom Bloom for organizing the meeting, getting everybody in a room. Now what has to happen is you take this proposal or take the idea back to your respective city councils and sell it if you're on board, or discuss it and come back to the table whenever the next meeting will be. I'm sure there will be another one. Well, I talked this over with city council members, and they have some concerns about this. Or there was this suggestion. Whatever. It's not the debt ceiling, for heaven's sakes. 304-TALK 304 is the text line. 800-765-8255 is the phone number. All right, you've heard enough from me this morning. It's Anything Goes Friday. We'll talk about anything you want to discuss. No. Well, I didn't want to bring it up. Mountaineers with a quick exit, 2 and a barbecue in the Big 12 tournament. Ouch. Ouch. Well, I guess by bringing it up, I brought it up. Sorry. Congratulations, by the way. University High School seniors will officially become graduates today. Congratulations to the class of 2023. Tomorrow, it'll be Morgantown High, and Clay Battelle will graduate on Sunday. Congratulations to all of you. Enjoy it. All right, phone lines are open. We'll talk about anything you want to. 800-765-TALKS, the phone number, 304-TALK, 304 is the text line. 942, back in a moment.
We're talking about your town. Now back to the Talk of the Town.
304-TALK, 304 is the text line. 800-765-TALKS, the phone number. Anything Goes Friday. We'll talk about anything you want to. I know many of you may be taking advantage of the fact that Monday's a holiday for a lot of folks. So, you know, you take an extra day off on Friday and boom, 4-day weekend. Not us. I will be here Monday morning. It'll be a live-ish show. And by live-ish, I mean I will be here speaking to you, but we'll probably do a couple of pre-recorded segments or interviews previously enjoyed, as they say. But I will be here Monday morning, and we'll chat for a bit. Yeah, we'll break out some of the some of our favorite Memorial Day tunes. I like the military songs, so we'll probably do that. We'll do that. And play back a couple of interviews from this week or next. Well, I guess I can't play back interviews from next week, can I? Or the week previous, I should say. That's what we'll do on Monday. Let me get to the text line here, 304-TALK-304. Dave, the bears only eat where there's food in the dumpster. If people would stop supporting panhandlers, they would go away. And this is part of the effort. Let's be honest. That's the principle we're working on here. But you have to discourage people from coming in. And you have a college population here. And I experienced this when I was in college at Marshall down in Huntington. They get around. These people do this for a living, some. And college kids are naive and are easy targets. Naive and easy targets. 304-TALK-304. Dave, think about the laws passed that tried to make it tougher to get an... What does this have to do? Dave, think about all the laws passed that were tried to make it tougher to get an abortion when it was legal. Most of them were ruled unconstitutional. Same case here. Courts will see all you are trying to do is circumvent the Constitution with unnecessary permits. That's what makes the... And look, I'm not going to read the entire draft ordinance draft to you here, but that's what makes the Henrico County, Virginia ordinance that is being used as a model here, it has been able to stand up to some court opinions and stand up to constitutional muster. 304-TALK-304. Dave, Morgantown City Council wants covered booths at all major intersections, warming shelters, Narcan machines. See any problems? Well, I don't know. Look, I don't believe you're being a bit facetious there. I don't believe they want all of that. But there, if you allow it, it'll be taken to the nth degree. And the idea, at least this is the impression that I get, and maybe this is a best case scenario, weed out career panhandlers, weed out those who are trying to do this for a living, who actually go back to a house at night, who go back to a residence, who are using this as a source of income that they don't have to pay any taxes on. And if that leaves then people who are panhandling, begging, whatever you want to call it, because that is their only option to survive, let's connect them with help. That's step two. Let's make certain those people are connected with the resources that are available to get them back on their feet so they don't have to do that. I could not imagine being in the situation where my only source of income, my only option would be to go stand at an intersection and hold a sign. But if that is in fact your case, let's get you connected with folks who can help you get back on your feet so you don't have to do that. So step one, weed out the career panhandlers who are doing it because it's a convenient career option. And then step two, connect people who need help with the help that's available. Got to take a final break. More of your text in a moment.
Join the conversation at 1-800-765-8255. This is the Talk of the Town.
Metro News Talk Line with Hoppy Kirchival, a mere matter of moments. Senator Joe Manchin among the guests this morning. 304-TALK-304 is the text line. Dave, are there any guidelines or stipulations on replacing areas of blacktop after utilities dig up streets, i.e. Lower High Street, Pleasant Street, Lower Spruce Street? Those streets are now washboards. After filling and replacing street surfaces, utilities should have to restore surfaces to as good or better than before digging. I don't know about that. That's a good question. I'd have to ask. I don't know. Dave, I just ate at the Blue Moose Cafe this morning. I had to park a block away due to road constructions near the cafe. While walking, I was asked by three different panhandlers for money. Hassled, not a good feeling for downtown Morgantown. Dave, if you do your step two first, get those truly needy to resources, it will take care of step one, weeding out of the gamers. Offer help. If refused, then arrest at the next violation. If they truly have mental illnesses, it should be identified in the correctional system, says the texter. Dave, Tom Bloom is constantly looking for a solution to problems that don't exist. I would say that this is a problem that exists. I've never encountered aggressive panhandling. They are rarely in the street. I don't normally donate, but on occasion I will. Requiring a permit will be an unnecessary burden on free speech. I don't think... I think the permit part is a problem. I think. 304 Talk, 304. Dave, it has been said that very high percentage of people collecting dollars along busy roads, etc., are victims of human trafficking. Makes me look at this differently. I don't know how that factors into the... That's a good point. I don't know how it factors into this, though. Are you supposed to, I mean, what, do you go up to the panel? Are you being trafficked? I don't know. I don't know how that's a good point. I don't know how you factor that in. And Tom's going to join us on the show next week one day. We haven't nailed down a day yet, but he was unavailable this morning in a meeting. I'll bring it up to him. Maybe I'll drag him in studio and we'll have a longer conversation. Well, he's available. Let's be honest. All right, let me see. Is there anything? I got about 90 seconds here. Anything in the stack this week I did not get to that I wanted to? I don't think. Here's one. Since it's the unofficial start of summer, story from NPR, pack your patience. Summer tourism destinations face labor shortage. Tourism destinations are expecting a busy summer. Bookings are already up around peak season. 80% of places are booked. But as in previous years, and the region continues, they're talking about Cape Cod, to find enough seasonal workers. Tourism officials are asking that visitors pack their patience when they head to the Cape because staffing challenges will impact services at many businesses. I guess it is true. Good help is hard to find. Dave, the flags look great. That they do. Yes, they do. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. Enjoy it. Remember what it's all about. When you're out grilling hamburgers, hot dogs, watching baseball, eating apple pie, all the above. I'll be here Monday morning. Talk to you then.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.